Hello, how are you today?
We're doing just fine, darling, and you?
Oh, I'm doing great, especially now I'm on the phone with you guys.
Absolutely. Hey, and you guys got a lot going on. Just kind of fill in everybody on what's been going on with November here lately.
Well, since it's been quite some time since we spoke, a lot of things. We let's get back to what happened somewhat last year. Last year we was in Metal Edge magazine. I was with Ozzy in it. We was on the compilation CD. We did a record label showcase last year. Our EP was out. It's now on iTunes, Amazon.com, and Rhapsody. Anyway, we closed out the year with the record label showcase, and now a couple of people decided they had other things to do. So we have a new guitar player, a new lead singer, working on new music, which you have some of. Our album's been released in Japan through Rockstack Records. We are in Girls, Girls, Girls magazine. We are the centerfold, and no, we are not naked, but we're in it, and our CD is naked. You'll be surprised.
But everybody else is.
Oh, yeah. All the chicks are naked. We did a release party with them and a brand new video company last week, and that was off the hook, my people.
Oh, man, I would have loved to have been there.
Oh, it was awesome, man. I wish you could have been there. They're going to be shooting two videos for us and completely comped.
Oh, man.
And I'm thrilled to death about that. And we're, like I said, we're doing a new record. It's summertime. I got a bunch of time off, so we're in the studio almost daily.
I was going to say, you know, you said something about shooting. I'd be shooting, but it wouldn't be blanks.
I lost you.
Oh, well. Hey, so you had some...
There's naughty mind.
I know, I can't help it. If I start thinking girls, 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 I start thinking, you know,
everybody's got to load him around then, right?
Yeah, that's right. Shoot the thrill. Oh,
that's
man.
Is that anybody interested, though, in our top friends on myspace.com/November Online? Mm-hmm. And we're on the cover, and we're on the back cover, and the girl on the cover is, I'm pretty sure, this week doing a big premiere with the magazine in Hollywood. Her father was the Assistant Secretary of Defense under Ronald Reagan back in the day, so her dad must be like 120 years old. But anyway, the girl on the cover, and they're pushing that magazine really hard. It's released worldwide. Guess who's in the centerfold? That's right, people, November, and we're once again not naked. Even though my record label's called Naked Records. You like that?
I absolutely like that. You can't get any better than that right there, I tell you what.
Well, you know, I knew I had to come up with something nobody else had, so I went ahead.
I want to know how he concentrated on these videos he's going to do if these people have... input in it.
You mean the magazine people? They're called Centaflix. They're Centaflix.com, CentaflixLive.com, CentaflixRadio.com. And he is one of the creators of Sesame Street. And for some strange reason, they decided to move to Jacksonville, Florida and open up a video company. And he has the money, and he likes the band, and we did the premiere party with him and had the girls, girls, girls out from the magazine, and it's cool. And as far as input from the video goes, it's going to be mostly what we come up with, because I don't know if I mentioned this, but we're writing a graphic novel. For those of you who do not know what a graphic novel is.
Damn, that was my next question.
As Bad Slayer knows, I'm one of them people that never shuts up. Cut me loose and tell me when you're sick of me and hang up the phone. But anyway, a graphic novel is a illustrated novel, like anybody may remember Savage Tales or any of those kind of magazines back in the day, being a comic book fan from a couple of years back. But anyway, and so the videos will be tied in with that. The storyline, I am writing mostly. We have some quick drawings of the characters up. I am the Thunder Child. Our new lead guitar player is the Magic Man, and our lead singer is the White Sun. And at the moment, we're just recording, so we don't have a bass player, and we're pretty much just going to hire a gun to go out when we leave. But there's a ton of things going on, and like I said, that's just what I can remember at the moment.
Cool. sounds definitely cool.
I think it's awesome. I think it's freaking fantastic. And this new song that you sent me, 10,000 Angels, what inspired you to write a song about angels?
It's actually wordplay. You may or may not have heard the saying. They got me spinning like 10,000 angels dancing on a pin. It's basically about kind of getting kicked to the curb by your girlfriend and got you shaking, got you in a spin like 10,000 angels dancing on a pin.
I like that. I like the tune. The tune is really good.
I appreciate that. And that's the new band, baby. That is all the new guys. And I may have sent you, it's a demo, but it's getting a lot of play of Living for the Moment, which is the new band also, and that's another new song we have. But we're going to re-record it like we did 10,000 Angels I just sent to you. But anyway, and we're just trying to finish this record. I got some people in England extremely interested because I don't know if I said this before. I'm sure you may have remembered, but we were formally signed in the UK, Hengist Records. We had Warner Chappell Publishing and Polygram Distribution via Grapevine. And so there's some people in England that still remember our first record because it did get released. And we seem to be doing pretty well over there. And Japan also, as a matter of fact. We our first shipment of our EP to Japan, Rockstack Records, which they are out of Osaka, sold out the first day they got it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Them people over there still want to hear some rock and roll, man. That's really cool, you know what I mean?
I love it. I absolutely love it. You know, I'd like to go over to the UK and just kind of hang out. It'd be awesome.
Oh, man. There's no doubt about it. I'd like to just, like, get drunk and go to the Hammersmith and see Motorhead and, you know, Whitesnake and all the people that still play that place.
Absolutely.
Speaking of Whitesnake, they're going to be south of here before too long with Judas Priest.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yes, and I will be there.
Awesome.
Oh, man. I wish I could be there with you, but, you know, I got other things to do.
I wish you could, too, man, because I get us in backstage, because when I have to work for a living, I'm a union stagehand, and that's one of our venues, so I'm going to be down there getting drunk and showing my ass. Not working this time.
Well, don't show your ass too much.
Well, I can't show it too much because I work there, and if I show it too much, they've all seen it many times. But in fact, we've all showed our asses together not too long ago. But yeah, man, it's going to be cool. It's not very often I get to see another band, especially if I'm not, you know, working.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's what I do. I'm a IA stagehand, I guess you'd say, a roadie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a glorified local homeboy roadie.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I like my job. And we're slow at the moment, so we're trying to knock out a new record with the new guys. And leading up to that point, maybe it's a good time for you guys to play 10,000 Angels.
That's what I was just going to say.
Your show or anything.
You're psychic. We have that little psychic bond or something going on there.
It's that thing.
I'm thinking the same
thing.
It don't get no better than that. Right there. I tell you what.
There you have it. There you have it.
All right, here it is.
You guys are one of the biggest and the best.
Absolutely. Turn it up, crank it up. November, 10,000 Angels. Crank it. Yeah. Oh, man. Does that blow you away or what?
So you think that's not too shabby, huh?
I like it. I like the vocal on that. Absolutely.
Shabby. Mike he's Davis. Selling himself short here.
That's our new lead singer, Mike Davis. He's also an amazing keyboard player, and we do have some songs that will have some keyboards in it.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
To the despair of some of our fans. What do you mean you're putting keyboard in?
You got to have the wild lead solos in it, though, still.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Double bass stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking hey. Yeah. Gotta have that shit. Hey, so what happened with the other members? Can we ask that, or?
Sure, by all means. Well, you know, if you remember, we've been around since 96, so we've had quite a few members.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're doing the original thing, you know, and a lot of times, you know, we only play out so often because, I mean, you don't want to pound the same 20 or 30 songs to death in the same place. So we're spending, as you know, doing your own station, you spend a lot of time on the computer doing work that, unless you're here or you're on the internet all the time, you really don't see.
Yeah.
So sometimes it looks like we're, like, not getting nowhere, and people just... our singer got a phone call from a band that swore up and down they had a record deal, and last I heard, he's out somewhere starving. And, you know, our guitar player, he decided he wanted to be Mr. Blues guy again, so he decided to go play blues. And
wow.
Luckily, about the time, well, actually, the guitar player left first, right before the record label showcase last year, imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got Chip, the fellow we have now, who's an amazing guitar player. And then wasn't too long after that, after our singer went and got November tattooed on his forearm, he decided it was time for him to go without telling anyone. We're at practice one night, and he's the kind of guy that used to be there waiting on you, and we show up to the rehearsal studio, and he's gone. And last I heard, he had joined a band unbeknownst to us, so God bless him and good luck, but we're moving right along as we have always, and as long as I'm here, this band will keep kicking, and it will probably be better and better and better now that I have these solid, solid, incredibly perfect players in the band.
Absolutely, and yeah. And I, you know, that's what I look up to you on as far as the band and stuff, because no matter what, it seems like you just keep it going, you know, and that's awesome.
Well, you know, I mean, you get I'm the one in the trenches, like I said, you understand, mm-hmm. You're the station manager, so you know what's going on, and you're in the front, you know, almost the, not really the front man, but almost the vocal spokesman of the band.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I see all the things we're in, like, matter of fact, I forgot to tell you, we're fixing to be in the Big Cheese magazine in the UK. We're hopefully going to be in Fireworks before too long. We're in Melodic Renaissance in Japan, Tokyo, right now. And like I said, we're in Girls, Girls, Girls magazine. So, I mean, there's a lot going on for the band. But, you know, you have to do the work and do it out until things start hitting. And, you know, we had a record deal and we were about to go on tour and that got shut down. And we released the last EP and got it out all over the world, and then they decided to leave. So, I mean, I see the potential. I see how close we're almost every time and somebody decides they got to go play Skinner somewhere or something, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
I mean, I write, like, the whole last EP, I wrote all the lyrics and did a lot of the arrangement. And now I'm doing all the engineering producing because our last guitarist did it, and now he's gone. So, I mean, I'm here, and as long as I'm here, I'll find somebody that can play. But I'm pretty sure that we have a solid band.
And
these guys, when they say they're coming over, they're knocking on my door 30 minutes early.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing.
Val, did you have something to say or something?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I think he almost answered it, though. You know, I wanted to ask, you know, is the writing a joint effort?
Well, yeah. Like when we put this past version of the band, the EP is out now, which I said is on iTunes, Rhapsody, and Amazon. It started out with me and Jonathan kind of getting back together because we'd had another version of the band and it had fell apart, and I had some personal tragedies in my life to deal with, so I didn't do anything for about a year or so. And then I kept hearing about Jonathan, great guitarist, great, great, great. We got together and started writing. Well, I mean, I've always written since I was a wee thing, which was only a couple of weeks ago. But, I keep writing. Now, this song you just heard is the first song ever that I had, other than some arrangements, I had nothing to do with the writing thereof. So that was a debut and proof in the pudding that the two new guys are the goods. But we're fixing to be whipping out some more songs that they have written, and I'm pulling out some songs from past versions of the band that I and past people in the band have written that never got recorded, because we want to get a record out soon, because there's some kind of serious things going on. We need an album out real soon. So these songs are completely written, so we're going to put them out.
Awesome.
Cool. Now, do you guys disagree over the tracks you write very often, or any of that?
No. Nah. Well, you know, it's like, I'm sure most bands, we pound it out, we'll demo it. If it's got that vibe and we dig on it, or if there's something we want to change, somebody sticks in their 10 cents worth. You know, we demo it. If we like it, it becomes part of the record, and if we don't, it's out of there. But, you know, we're all fairly comfortable with ourselves, and there's really seriously not any egos. So, it's like, hey man, can I change this, or what if I did this? Like Mike come in and did Living for the Moment, which is another one of our new songs that had been written by me and our last guitarist, and we were about to record it when they left. And Mike come in and said, do you mind if I sing it my way? And I'm like, well, that's why you're in the band, to do what you do. So, you know, I let him do it his way, and it came out just fine. You know, because, I mean, he's a singer, and he knows how to sing, so let him sing.
And I got another question, really too. Do you have any... oh, God, what the hell's the name of that? Okay, I drew a blank. But, you know, like equipment that you endorse? There you go, endorse. That's what I was looking
for. Yeah, we have Sfarzo guitar strings, and we have been approached by some people about some endorsements. But at the moment, as you know, we're recording and not on the road, so I'm not really pushing any more endorsements. If they want to hand them out, that's fine, but they generally want you to be out working with a new record out, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And even though we have a new record out, we're with the new guys, we're doing more stuff. But yeah, we are endorsed by Sfarzo, S-F-A-R-Z-O, guitar strings. And not just to be saying this, but they're the best strings we've ever used, by far. They almost last too long.
And you can't complain about
and
that.
And then I'm sponsored by every band that comes to town because I'm being a local. I haven't bought a drum head in about close to 20 years now. So I'm sponsored by every band that comes to town and changes their drum heads.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, it saves a lot of money, too.
Oh,
plus, I'll be playing drum heads. Like, I got some heads on my Yamahas right now that came from the Commodores, if you remember them. Well, they use them one time, you know, and they change them almost every day.
Yeah, they do.
So, look through here. And they don't hit them like I do, so I got a lot of life left in them, and it didn't cost me a dime.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to try out different types of heads without spending money. Pardon?
You were saying that, you know, a lot of bands come to town and, you know, drum heads. Now, do you help support, like, the scene by bringing bands in to play?
Oh, no. I'm just I'm a roadie, basically, like, we did Toby Keith and Trace Adkins, who was one large human being, last Sunday. And we had Pat Benatar Saturday. And, I come in, I'm just a slug, you know, hey, put this here, hey, put that here. You know, we hang the lights and sound and backline, the whole shebang. But I have actually been approached about doing promoters, you know, promoting shows. But about the only time I come close to that is when we do our own shows, which we do from time to time. And I'm bringing in the lights and the sound and everything. And excuse me. Usually have to book an opening act, so I'll kind of do that. And, of course, if it's our show, I'm promoting it incessantly, as you can imagine. But actually, as a promoter, no, not really.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome. That's freaking awesome. Oh, man. Let's go on and play some more jams, and we'll talk to you a little bit off air. What do you think?
Awesome.
All right. Turn it up, crank it up, and rock it out.
Yeah.
Next, we're going to play the B-side of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Works for me.
Oh,
never
man.
Heard any of that before.
Either that or we'll play the whole full release version of Money Money that never stops. It just keeps going and going like
is
a
it
fucking
the Miley
Cyrus
version? Yeah,
the Miley Cyrus version. There you go.
Little puppy Smiley Cyrus.
Yeah. Yeah, except on this version, she wears chaps with no clothes underneath it.
Somehow that just don't surprise me.
It don't surprise me either. I'm telling you what. It's just kind of scary.
You're right.
Next thing you know, she'll be hanging out with Paris Hilton.
Nice. Paris Hilton. That's hot.
That's hot.
That's all she ever says. That's hot.
That's hot.
Oh, God. If she had to say a full sentence, she'd fucking... She'd be up shit quick, wouldn't
she? That's all she can say.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
I seriously would.
Thank God she was born where she was born, I guess.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because I don't even think she'd make it in McDonald's. Make it bad now. Hey, I heard they hired Paris Hilton. Okay, I'll go somewhere else.
We're moving on. Yeah, absolutely. We'll be moving on up like the Jeffersons. Fuck it.
Yeah, like the new MC Hammer sandwich. They got the McHammer.
Oh, my gosh. What is up with the MC Hammer thing in the reality shows? Is he that broke?
I've seen him advertise it, but that's about as far as I've got with it. I think I'd rather be strapped to the chair and watch Lifetime Movie Network. Maybe a cops marathon.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
I'm gonna change the channel. Change the channel.
Yeah, exactly. Screw this.
Off the purse.
Oh man! Hey, you sent me a song called "Blood and Money."
Blood and Money.
Yep.
That's the one. Did you get it?
I got it.
All righty, man. Well, have the title track. Blood
awesome.
Money.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's crank that bad boy up. And hey, tell everybody how they can find you guys on the internet before we crank that some bitch up.
Well, if you've ever been to MySpace. It's myspace.com/NovemberOnline. If you're online and you're looking for November, November Online. And that's where we are. And stop by and say hi.
Yeah, not December, November.
Not December, but you could hear November in December if you came by our website in December.
What a great Christmas gift that would be to give somebody. Absolutely.
It's a good thing I'm not dyslexic.
Holy crap, that's a good one.
I love talking to you guys, man. It's been too long. We have a blast every single time.
Either that or we'll turn out to be bipolar. I don't know.
Yeah, bicycles.
Hey, that's an idea. We'll have Val get on a bicycle and she can pedal it, and we'll call it Pedaling Pussy.
Oh, hell no.
What a day.
I think on that note, maybe we should hear a little blood money. Not to blood or bleeding or peddling or anything. But.
Yeah, not that time of the month either, Val.
Hey, I'm here.
I know. Maybe
some say.
You know what? You know what it was. Blaine. It was. Maybe this person. Maybe say that.
Could it be?
I'm pretty sure it was.
I believe so.
Yeah. What?
I must agree.
Go ahead, Val.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. But the bicycle thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be peddling pussy in November. You didn't let me say it,
damn. Yeah, I know it.
Alrighty then. Well, you know the magic words. If you get tired of people talking,
hard, wouldn't they?
If you get tired of us talking too much, now you know the magic words. And what are they? They are.
Shut the fuck up.
On that note.
Oh, man, it's been awesome having you on, Blaine. Don't
think
we're. I'm just playing with you, baby.
Yeah. We're having a blast, and I love it.
Yeah.
On a rainy day in the Sunshine State, we're here talking stupid shit.
I know, and it's fucking awesome, ain't it?
Yes. What's even better is while we're being stupid, we're playing November songs. How much better can you be than November and July?
Yep, absolutely.
Every day is November.
That's right. All right, hey, let's play some November then.
That sounds like a damn good idea.
I think somebody said that earlier. Oh, all right, here it is. Turn it up.
Yes, turn it up. Crank it up. And rock it out.
Gone.